Radia.
The reality is a pendling something. The instrument is a pendling something. This is a show from Radia, this time from Vienna. Next to me,
Stefan Frauenberger,
who concepted an evening at the Alte Schmiede dealing with the subjects of reality theft. More or less soundscapes that pretend to sound.
In an abstract way, that communicate something further than you would normally hear. In something further, some inner reality of the acoustic event that lets you hear with open ears again, without definition of the object.
The artists were Richard Brutzek, Stefan Frauenberger, who is sitting next to me, Daniel Lercher, Vincent Schmarp, and me, Lale Rutger Kiatara. The room was full of loudspeakers. At the end, there were 12.
Yes, yes. I think we wanted 8. At the end, there were 12 loudspeakers, and then the room quite small, but it was a big fun, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was, actually. And what you can't hear in the radio, which is, again, a problem of stereoscopy, is the 12 loudspeakers. It would be nice to
yeah,
be able to...
Yeah, I think it is very important if you just like try to project a certain acoustic reality that you recorded somewhere else on in a room, and you know how it was there when you recorded it, or you want to make a more abstract painting out of this already recorded reality, then it is important not to just have a stereo situation, but to be able to project it into the whole room with all its sides, north, west, east, south, to be able to regenerate to create a new reality onto the old reality, like that, yeah.
We are starting with Vincent Schwab. How long have you been knowing Vincent?
I personally have been studying with Vincent at the ELAC, Institute for Electroacoustic. We were in the same class, and we're still doing things together. And he's a very fine musician dealing with electronic medias, especially he's recording a lot and making music on the computer. We're also playing together in the Philharmonisches Orchester, which is a kind of improvisational tool for many people. And yeah, I think he's a very sensitive and fine-feeling musician.
I got to know the next musician a couple of years ago when we were making a concert on the market. Richard Brucek.
Yeah. I think Richard is some kind of chaotic genius. He makes very strange and squizzling, dizzling things that are cracking your mind up. And then the same as his personality is his music. And he's by the way, a great piano player and a great musician on many instruments and making wonderful electroacoustic music. Next one was Daniel Lercher. He is also an electroacoustic musician, which is working with sound in a very special way, starting from minimal to very intense soundscapes. And over the years, he developed a very own style. Creating up the timbre. He, on my opinion, he tries to catch the ears for real. So it's not just hypocrisy. It is making music for real. What he does. Yeah, the theft is about being awakened with your with what you're hearing, to have open ears.
So we stole
Funny
the
stuff.
reality. In this case, we really did. Yes, my piece is not as nifty and not for the fine ears, but more for the conceptual idea of frozen microphones and frozen time.
Yeah, you can say, you can define it as conceptual. I did not really hear it like that, because it just fitted into what I was saying before. I mean, you conceptualized your idea before and recorded it afterwards, but a pragmatic concept is also functioning.
Nun zum Einfrieren bei Lale Rukakia Dara. Einkaufen auf Eis gelegt. Eine akustische Tour durch das konstante Klima. Die verhaltensauffälligen, gefrorenen Einkaufstouren an einem kalten Winterabend machen es schwer, der Kälte da draußen noch zu trauen. Heute Winter, morgen Frühling. Das Klima bleibt dasselbe. Die Normen liegen auf Eis. Somit zutraulich die Mitarbeiterinnen müde in Lebensmittelgeschäften meiner Wahl. Weil Corinna das ständige Brummen im Haus zwischen den Wänden und vor allem im Schlaf nicht mehr ertragen hat, befreite sie sich von unserem heißgeliebten Supermarkt ums Eck. Es dauerte 6 Monate und dem Supermarkt wurde der Gar ausgemacht. In demselben Zeitraum entledigte sie sich auch ihres langjährigen Freundes. Die Freude über die Trennung vom Supermarkt und die Ruhe, alleinigen Schlaf, bereiten ihr ein glückliches Leben. Ich habe die Geschichte von ihrem Ex-Freund und Mehmet, der alles weiß, was man in der Nachbarschaft wissen darf. Beide trauern, der eine um die Freundin, der andere um den Supermarkt. Das Klima ist konstant, das Einkaufen auf Eis gelegt.
And now the master and curator of this late afternoon, Stefan Fraumberger, who came up with the text as a platform for the sounds. You've also studied at the Electroacoustic Institute in Vienna, and you've been doing a lot of traveling. You're doing a lot of sound recording.
Yeah, let's say it in short. I was coming back like 9 years ago from a long time in Romania. I used to live there, and I didn't know what to do and was dealing with electronic music already. And the only thing that was left for me was like studying at the Institute for Electroacoustic in Vienna, which was just the right place for me. And so I came further. So what I like to call myself is like, I'm living on planet Earth. I'm a musician, composer, and I'm dealing with language in a musical sense.
What is really interesting about you, you do a lot of traveling in the Far East.
Yes, also there.
You also speak Arab, and it seems to me that you have a let's call it a more linguistic approach towards sound.
Yeah, but it is not a linguistic approach in the sense how you would define it. It is more a musical linguistic approach. Because the events of vowels and consonants, as I define it, are also musical events. They are mixtures of sound, and they are triggering also certain emotions within the human being. And so a connection of vowels and consonants first of all makes sound, and after that it makes a picture that creates a definition. And I'm not so much thinking about the definition. I'm thinking about the picture that is created by sound, and this connection is my interest.
In den Hinterhöfen der Maschinenabbilder liegt ein Auge begraben. Insekten fressen Stimmen. Versiegelte Ohren werfen Schatten. Ein Horn aus Vorstellung bewegt die Membran. Löcher im Bildschirm der Definitionen legen kleine Päckchen in die Zeit. Der arme Leiermann hustet Federn durch ins Nichts gebettete Stimmen in das Äußere hinein.
میخوری بیارم بیا بریم بد بدم بیا بریم بد بدم
This was a show from Radio Orange from Vienna. On the microphone, Ladegotka Kirdare, and next to her, Stefan Fraunberger, who curated an evening of reality theft on the 5th of February 2011 in the Alte Schmiede. Thanks for listening.
Radio.